speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, August 24th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the Virginia plan, yet another state now, another Democrat-controlled state, is planning to have mandatory vaccines for everybody. At first it was Massachusetts, now it's Virginia. But of course, it's being rolled out. It was only a year ago that we started to have places like Massachusetts, California, New York, demand that all students had to have MMR vaccines in order to go to school. And again, just as we are looking at the statistics for this novel coronavirus, I'd like to know what's novel about it, because there is nothing novel about the death rates. What the only thing that's novel about this coronavirus is the fact it doesn't kill anybody under the age of 65. And statistically, it's zero. Now, that is novel. And it might indicate that what they're doing is attributing people who are dying from natural causes. We have statistics on this. About 2.5, on average, 2.5 comorbidities, in addition to age, for the COVID deaths that are there. So I think what is happening, if we look at this statistically, they're overlaying this narrative onto people who would have typically been diagnosed as dying of natural causes. If you're elderly, if you have multiple comorbidities, they don't do an autopsy. And they don't do an autopsy now either. They don't do a test. Instead, what they do is they presume you died from COVID-19. They lock down the country. And so when we look at what is happening with this, the fact is that a year ago, an equally a disease that did not threaten people, was not a fatal disease, measles. Yes, occasionally people die from it. People occasionally die from anything and everything. You can die from a bucket of water. But it was very, very, very rare that anybody would have some additional symptoms for measles. Everybody in my generation knew that. Yet they started mandating it. They got very excited about that, started demanding that everybody have a vaccine certificate. And that began in the places, like I said, California, Massachusetts, New York. But it's now in Texas. Texas is doing that. And so it won't be long before our beloved Republican governor, Abbott. Hey, Abbott, you thinking about making everybody take a vaccine now? Because he's falling right in line with everybody else. It won't be long before that happens here and everywhere else in America if we don't stop this now. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about President Trump. Some good news that he started turning to a therapy that holds promise. He's talked about many therapies, but it's not going to be enough to throw some names out there or to even push the FDA for approval. What they need to do is they need to stop the fear. President Trump needs to do what the White Coat Summit did fearlessly and took the heat for it. He's not willing to do that. He's not willing to have even those courageous people come and hold a press conference with his backing. No, he gives his backing to Fauci. And we can see what is happening with this. And then we saw President Trump petulantly demanding that he get his vaccine even sooner. This is just beyond belief to me to see what these Republicans are doing. And again, there's not much difference between them and the Democrats in terms of where this is all headed. So we're going to take a look at all that. We'll take a look at the Portland Communists celebrating their history with a guillotine, because that's exactly what these people are. They are a return, if you will, back to the future of the French Revolution. That's what they hope to see. So we're going to be taking a break, and we'll be right back with an update. Stay with us.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, August 24th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 161. Can you believe it? 161 days of America locked down. We're going to talk about what is going on with that. And, of course, as they move towards their goal of vaccinating everybody, it's taking a bipartisan approach in terms of the vaccines. But first, let's take a look at the rising death toll, not from COVID-19, but from violence in Chicago, New York, and other Democrat cities. We saw 66 people shot, 5 fatally shot over the weekend in Chicago. But, of course, everybody's going to be shot in Virginia and Massachusetts if these public health dictators get their way. Shot with a vaccine. Shot with an untested vaccine, because there's absolutely no way these vaccines will be tested. No way. I've explained it before. I'm not going to go into it in detail again today. I'll give you a link to where you can find the article on roundtablereport.com. It's very important. That's why I put it in an article. I showed how they test this, how they test vaccines versus how they test therapeutics. And I gave you links from the NIH and from the FDA. It's a very different process. And even under the best of circumstances, vaccines are not tested. Not tested for safety, because that requires a long-term test to see what has happened to people long-term. They don't test to see if the vaccines that they give you multiple shots of, if they interact with each other. But they don't ever test it for efficacy. They never test it for efficacy. As a matter of fact, that term has no meaning when you're talking about vaccines. And that's from Fauci's own NIH. Even though he continues to talk about vaccine efficacy, he would be lying to you about that as well. But again, when we look at the violence in Chicago, 66 people shot, 5 of them fatally. This is now far greater, the risk of just being in Chicago is far greater than the risk of getting COVID-19. We have the Chicago mayor, meanwhile, wants to stop journalists who were filming a controversial story about her. Let's play video clip number 5. There's a couple of journalists, first before we do it, a couple of journalists, Blaze TV host Elijah Schaefer, freelance reporter Kaylin D. Almeida, and as they were just walking up to the house of Her Majesty, the police that she wants to get rid of. Stop these journalists. Let's roll the tape.
How you doing?
Howdy.
Fellas?
Good.
How's everything going?
Good. Great.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
Working for Blaze TV. Going to do a stand-up out here about the policy change for protesting out here.
Okay. Well, you really can't film out here
on a public street.
On a public street? The press doesn't have the freedom of speech or freedom of press to do so?
The Chicago police told us we were not allowed to be filming on a public street outside the mayor's house. But we know the laws in this country, our constitutional freedoms, and we went ahead and started filming anyway.
It is interesting that protests are not exempted from other places or businesses that have seen looting and rioting over the last couple weeks and months.
As we began filming, he called in more police officers, then approached us and asked us again why we were filming outside the mayor's house.
So what's your hope?
what's your whole purpose for being here?
I work for Blaze TV, and then I'm doing a report, a special report out here
so you
out front
the idea.
About the changes in the law.
They said they were accused of being a threat to the mayor. They were told to leave just for filming outside. Now, we all know that this is where this is headed, right? Because the bottom line is, if you don't have any freedom of speech in the digital public square, you're not going to have any freedom of speech in the physical public square. So maybe you ought to report that to Glenn Beck at the Blaze TV, telling him he should have supported free speech in the digital public square to start with, because we set up a very, very dangerous precedent. As a matter of fact, he, as well as conservatives and libertarians like Reason Magazine, just don't understand that the purpose of government is to defend our God-given liberties, not to parcel them out as privileges. And once you accept that, once you accept that they will decide what freedoms you can and cannot have, or corporations will decide what freedoms you can and cannot have, then that's where you wind up. Over 30 people were shot in New York City so far this weekend, not dying from coronavirus. Had a 25-year-old woman shot fatally in the head. She was a mother of three children. A 33-year-old man was also shot fatally in the head. They had seven deaths between Friday and Sunday morning over the weekend in New York City. One of them was a black police officer shot in Queens while looking for a parking spot a mile away from his home. The shooting incidents are up more than 80% in New York compared to the same period last year. So when you look at the unrest that is happening, when you look at the ineffectiveness of the lockdowns, because what we've seen is the places where they did the lockdowns the most are where the statistics, at least from the CDC, say that it has been the worst. And again, do you believe the statistics coming out of New York City? I do not. I don't understand how they could be ground zero for the world in terms of deaths when the 2,500-bed Army Field Hospital went unused at the same time that the Navy hospital ship went unused. At the same time, we had citizen journalists in New York City going from one hospital to another, showing how they were empty. At the same time, we have everywhere, even in North Carolina and Texas here, we have people who are nurses who can't get jobs because they're laying people off. Hospitals are going out of business in this pandemic. I mean, this, folks, is you've got to really be able to buy the Orwellian doublethink. You know, that peace is war, that freedom is slavery, and that pandemics cause hospitals to go out of business. At least 13 people die in a stampede in Lima, Peru. And the reason for that was the police raiding a nightclub that was breaking the coronavirus restrictions. This kind of prohibition is the same type of thing that we saw with alcohol prohibition. Now you got speakeasies for people just to get together at a restaurant or a nightclub. I mean, it's not like there's any prohibited thing. No, you are the prohibition. It's not the alcohol or the pot or anything else. It's you. You are the prohibited substance. And so as the police raided this nightclub, it created a panic. They had 120 people there. 13 of them died in a stampede. It's about 10% of the people died, a little bit over. Peru was one of the first nations to take strict preventative coronavirus measures. But now it is one of the worst affected countries in Latin America. This is CNN writing this. CNN, Brian Stelter, can you guys get your head around this? This doublethink that's out there? Let's see. They did it the first. They did it the hardest. And they've had the worst results. Same thing we're being told about New York. The Ministry of the Interior, says the approving government, profoundly regrets the deaths of 13 people as a consequence of, not their actions, as a consequence of the criminal irresponsibility of an unscrupulous business owner. There you go. That's whose fault it is. It's never the government's fault for any of this. It's not their fault that they enacted a lockdown that did nothing but exacerbate the situation. It's not their fault that they used police force, excessive police force, that the fear and the panic and the threats from the government stampeded people to their death. And quite frankly, that's what's happening globally. Every country is being stampeded to its death by the media like CNN and by the police forces. This is happening worldwide. And then we see this article from The Hill. 57% of Republicans say coronavirus death toll is acceptable. That is not saying that they, the way they're trying to spin this, is say Republicans don't care about people dying. No, the bottom line is the Republicans don't believe the figures coming out. And what they're trying to do is push for more restriction and the restrictions. And the Republicans are saying that's enough. It's not working. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory. Or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalist.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Interesting headline, very misleading. 57% of Republicans say the coronavirus death toll is acceptable. Those heartless Republicans, is that what? Is really the case, The Hill? Well, this is a survey that was done by John Hopkins, and immediately when I saw that, I thought, well, is it that the Republicans understand death total and the case fatality rate are no different than the flu? Less than the flu, actually. Do they believe that the numbers are inflated? And they don't show in this hit piece from The Hill. They don't show what the actual question is. I'm sure what the question was, do you think what is being done to address this is acceptable? Because I'm sure it was pushing for more restrictions. The Republicans are not going for. But they do point out in the middle of the article that most voters, 62%, said the pandemic handling is going badly, but only 27% of Republicans agreed. So Republicans like the lockdown? Or they don't want more restrictions? Republican participants are also more likely than all voters to say the U.S. death toll is actually lower than what has been reported. So that was it from the very beginning. 64% of them said that the death toll is being inflated. 36% of all voters thought that the death toll was inflated. And you know, when you look at this again, this is a demographic lie, I believe. There's an article on AIER.org, A-I-E-R.org. Older Americans should be anti-lockdown activists. And I have been from the very beginning of this. This author said, we can make a convincing case. We see no basis for disrupting social functioning in the event of a pandemic. No matter how terrible it is, as I've been writing since January 27, 2020, me too. I opposed the lockdown before opposing the lockdown was cool. As a matter of fact, I opposed it and was absolutely stunned, not only by China, but even more so by Italy. And before we did it here, we already had two weekly reports from Italy showing that it was people that 79 and a half and 80 and a half was the average age, and that they typically had three comorbidities. I said, it's not even, the narrative is a complete lie in Italy. And of course, you've seen some representatives in Italy screaming and shaking their fists, saying, tell the truth, you've lied to us. We didn't have 25,000 people die from this. But this author says, indeed, the original article, going back to the end of January, assumed, as a matter of argument, that COVID-19 was going to be as bad as Ebola, which now is very obviously not true. And I said this at the same time. At the same time that we had information that made it look like it was an engineered bioweapon out of Wuhan, I said, whatever it is, this is not the way to handle this. You know, I just spoke yesterday to an individual who doesn't listen to the show, and I told him, I said, do you realize that in Dallas, look at the way that they handled Ebola versus the way they handled it now. I said, it was the same players. And I've mentioned this many times on the show. Like I said, he wasn't a listener. And when I mentioned that, he's like, whoa, it really clicked with him. And this is something you need to remember to tell people when you're talking to them about this. If you recall, and I've talked about this before, Clay Jenkins, who is the county judge, that's the chief executive officer in the Texas areas, is the county judge. Clay Jenkins did everything that he could to not panic people, even going to the apartment and driving the family of the man who came here illegally, is an illegal immigrant, a man of color, a black man from Africa with Ebola. He eventually died, and two nurses contracted Ebola from him. And you had Anthony Fauci, and you had Francis Collins from the NIH. You had Clay Jenkins, all the same players that we've got right now. The only one that's changed is Obama. Obama was a part of this as well. They wanted to make Obama look good. They wanted to make anybody who questioned illegal immigration, you know, this is a disease that was not about Ebola. It was not about Ebola at all. They didn't care about that at all. A disease where 80% of the people die with their internal organs liquefied. They didn't care about that. They wanted to promote the open borders, and they wanted to keep the borders open. And think about this when you go back and you look at the Democrats' criticisms of President Trump. Oh, well, he didn't shut the borders quickly enough. It was exactly the opposite when it was Ebola. And if you criticized what they were doing, you were xenophobic and you were racist. And Clay Jenkins was celebrated by Obama, celebrated by Fauci and Collins, celebrated by the mainstream media. And he was telling everybody, look, we got a game coming up between Houston and Dallas. Go to the football game. We have thousands of doctors. We've got hospitals. We can handle Ebola. It's not a problem. And yet, this is the same county judge, Clay Jenkins, who tried to lock up a salon owner, Shelley Luther. Put up big fine against her and tried to lock her in jail for opening up her salon there. The same people. I mean, when you look at this, don't tell me that this disease is not 1,000% political. Everything about this is political. Everything about it is political. It's a sham, and it's a shame that President Trump is going along with this. It's not in his best interest, and it certainly is not in the best interest of the country. The country is being destroyed. And just from the standpoint, if he doesn't care about anything other than his reelection, he should stop it on that basis alone. But to stand by and let our middle class be looted from the top, looted from the bottom, to allow the Constitution to be shredded and burned, and then to push for a vaccine as your solution? I don't know whether to laugh or cry at the ineptitude and the idiocy of what is going on right now. He has a responsibility to defend the Constitution, and he's not doing it. He's standing by. But going back to this, older Americans should be the anti-lockdown activists. This is one of the reasons why I never stopped with any of this. I came in day one, and I said, I don't know what this is going to be, but we've got to stop this lockdown. And I'd rather die than to lose my freedom. I would rather die than to see what is happening today. I don't know how to stop this. All I can do is tell people that it's going to take one person cannot do this. I can't do it. You know, the president's got a lot more power than me. He's not even using his bully pulpit to try to organize people. It's going to require a grassroots revolution from the bottom up. People taking the streets saying, we're not going to do this. And this has happened in Germany. It has happened again in Ireland over the weekend. You had a massive protest in Dublin, demonstration organized by Health Freedom Ireland with the support of the Yellow Vest Ireland. I'll tell you about that. I'll tell you how to fight mandatory vaccines when we come back. Stay with us.
To tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off. Starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got a lot of information about vaccines, about what is happening with schools, and also what's happening with the Conways. I'm really sorry to see what's happening in their family, but I think it's a lesson for us all, and we'll talk about that coming up as well. But going back to this article, older Americans should be anti-lockdown activists. As air.org points out, as demographic data has poured in, and it has finally become common knowledge, the average age of death from COVID-19 is 80 years old with comorbidities. Understand, that is higher than our life expectancy. What did you expect? Really, what did you expect? You know, we all have an expiration date. We don't know when that is. But on average, that is what the expiration date is. And of course, you can be run over walking across the street. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody at any age. But this is not a surprise. It's a tragedy when anybody dies. But it's not a surprise. And we shouldn't be locking down the country. They point out, indeed, and only 6% of COVID deaths is COVID listed as the only cause. The typical death from COVID-19 lists 2.6 additional health factors. The same statistical lie that was there before we locked down America that was there coming out of Italy. John Rappaport was the one who broke that story. It wasn't widely reported except here on InfoWars and by John and a couple of other alternative media. But nothing has changed, quite frankly. As more statistics have come in, we realized at the beginning that they were manipulating the statistics. And they're still manipulating the statistics. They never do test for flu deaths. And this is one of the reasons why I didn't believe them from the very beginning. Because they always presume flu deaths. And I've had the documents. I've had people on with their research showing this. Telling people, just presume that they died from flu if they died from flu. Because we've got to get people to take those flu shots. And now they're mandating them for everybody. So too, as obvious as this is, so too has become the accusation that those who oppose lockdowns care nothing about the lives of people who are old and infirm. But that's not the case. To point out that we don't have anything unusual is not to say that we don't care about people dying at the age of 80. It's just to point out that this is nothing unusual. There's nothing novel about this except the approach that's being taken. So when we look at this, we've got yet another individual, this one in England, an Oxford professor, saying that the unrelenting hysteria peddled by the press has left millions of Britons traumatized. And this truly is the disease. This truly is the madness of the crowds and the popular hysteria that has been pushed out here by the media. That is the fundamental issue. President Trump does not understand the fundamental issue is the panic that is out there. It's not having a vaccine. It's not even not having therapeutics. The point is, people need to understand that this is not that different from the flu, number one. Number two, listen to the white coats who have treated people successfully and say, if you do catch it, there are treatments out there. If they don't prohibit those treatments, and that's the whole point. Stop the FDA, instead of pushing them to allow vaccines, stop them from blocking things or making it difficult for people to get access to particular treatments. Had doctor after doctor from people that I know who've asked them, can I get hydroxychloroquine? They say, I can't get it. I can't get it. The government is hoarding it. Let me ask you this. Why is the government hoarding hydroxychloroquine if it's not effective? You know that it's effective. They're keeping it for themselves. They know it's effective. And the case can be made for many other treatments. These doctors are talking about the fact that it is really about money. It's about political control. Now, in the UK, Carl Hennigan, a professor of evidence-based medicine, that's the title of, this is not the way we're describing it. It's actually the field of study, evidence-based medicine. Imagine that. If we had medicine based on evidence instead of pronouncements from Fauci that have things that have not been tested, like remdesivir. He is at Oxford University. He's calling for the government to intervene and to, quote, proactively reassure, unquote, his young students that the coronavirus will not kill them if they contract it. He said exaggerated fears of the virus have led to, quote, people going about their daily lives, misunderstanding and overestimating their risk, unquote. The professor said that introducing local lockdowns could actually do more harm than good by forcing people into their homes, kind of like the mask mandates, potentially interfering other vulnerable people who live with them. Infecting other vulnerable people who live with them, especially as the temperature drops. He said, we reset how we calculated the death rates, and now we need to reset how we communicate the risks of the virus. I'm concerned that people have become overly frightened. And throughout this pandemic, the fear instilled in people has been a real problem, and it's getting even worse. But they hate you, folks, because of your freedom. Remember that slogan from George W.? They hate us for our freedom, so let's take away our freedom, and they'll love us. That was the prescription that George Bush had with the Patriot Act. But, of course, Bill Gates is still echoing that. Bill Gates still says they hate us for our, still hates us for our freedom. And he says that freedom is what's killing us. Freedom is spreading the virus, says Bill Gates. Let's play video clip number four.
Let's turn to the US, because it's the country, you know, it's the world's biggest economy. It's the preeminent public health country in the world. It's got the world's best epidemiologists. I mean, why has it done so badly?
Well, we believe in freedom, individual freedom. We optimize for individual
that's
rights.
That's the problem. See, that's the problem. Individual freedom is killing us, according to, you know, why? When you have the best epidemiologist and you lead the world in medicine and medical research, why are you doing so? Well, because we believe in freedom. No, obviously we don't. We believe in Bill Gates. This is an interview that he had with The Economist, as they point out in this article from Activist Post, partially owned by the Rothschilds. But of course, Bill Gates has been holding court with The Economist, with Bloomberg, with Wired Magazine, with CNN, MSNBC, everybody, right? Nobody ever questions his credentials. Oh, America has the best medical researchers, though. Where's his degree? Where's his training? Why does he get to tell us what's wrong and how to fix it? He doesn't know anything. Nobody ever questions him. And nobody ever attacks him, like Anderson Cooper attacked the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. I mean, Mike Lindell, from the very beginning of this, and they said, we need masks. He said, all right, we'll make masks. Donated millions of masks. The only problem with Mike Lindell was that he's listening to Bill Gates for too long. But now he's listening to other people. And he's simply saying there are therapeutics out here. Let's give those a try. Listening to a doctor, Ben Carson. Let's give it a try. No, can't do that. Got to keep everybody locked down until sometime in 2021 when we have a vaccine. That's when Bill Gates says that we can come out. And that's when the organizations that are funded by Bill Gates, like the WHO, the biggest funder of the WHO, that's when they say that we can come out. So we get that vaccine. And so we have to do everything that Bill Gates has tells us to do. This I thought was interesting. German scientists did an experiment. They held a live concert for 2,000 people. And they said, well, to come to this concert, it's a rock concert. We want you to be young. We want you to be healthy. And so we want you to have also a negative COVID-19 test. And then you come with a face mask and contact trackers will be on your phone or whatever that may. I guess they put the software on their phones. So they could record how close they were to other people. And then they're going to start following them. And so I look at this creepy experiment and I have a couple of questions. Number one, if this is as bad as they say it is, this would be unethical, wouldn't it? And how can they carve out an exception for this, right? How can you give permission to participate in something? It's going to kill you, right? It's going to kill you. And then I'm also have another question. Is this a setup or is this an expose of their fraud?
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So in this test in Germany, they have a live concert for 2,000 people. They say, you got to be healthy. You got to test negative for COVID-19. We're going to have you come in with face masks. We're going to put contact tracers on you. We're going to see how close you are to each other. Then we're going to track you to see if you get sick. They're also going to have participants with fluorescent hand gel will identify frequently touched surfaces and on and on. And so, as I said, I look at this, and my first questions are, well, if this is as bad as they say COVID-19 is, this would be not only ethical, but it would be a violation of international law. You can't expose people to knowingly. They can't volunteer to be exposed to something. It's going to kill them, and that's what we've been told, right? Everybody's going to die. Well, that's not true. So then the question is this a setup to tell us that we're going to have to maintain social distancing, going to stay locked down? Or is this something to expose the fear and the fraud that's going on here? We'll have to wait and see, because we've had some German scientists who've come out very early on. We had a family where everybody was sick, and I reported this months ago, several months ago, because we're now day 161 of this lockdown. You had a German scientist go in and publish those results and say, I examined the house of this family where everybody was taken out because they were sick of COVID-19. And I examined all the surfaces and I couldn't find any coronavirus. This is not being passed along by touching surfaces. And that's especially true outside. I see people wearing gloves, afraid to touch the gas pumps to put stuff in. It's like, well, you understand sunlight kills it. You understand that there's no evidence at all to support this is passed along by touch that dies very quickly on surfaces. So they said, there is no zero risk if you want to have a life. So we want to give the politicians a tool in order to decide rationally whether to allow such an event or not. So I'm hopeful that this is going to be an expose of the fear fraud that's being pushed on everybody. And they point out in the Zero Hedge article, the NBA is now conducting its own live experiment by holding the rest of its season in a bubble. We're going to Disney World, and they didn't even win the championship. Remember when that was a commercial? The players, the staff, officials are playing under complete quarantine. No fans, no outside visitors. They're going to Disney World. They will live there in a group of hotels for months as they do their playoffs. Isn't that nice? It's great to be the king, isn't it? We spend billions of dollars to build stadiums for these billionaires and their multi-million dollar players. And then we're kicked out of those and they go play in Disney World. That's great. Meanwhile, the NFL has 77 false positive tests come back. They're testing all the players on a regular basis. And nothing has happened except all of a sudden they had a big flag. 77 of them tested positive. The NFL was suspicious because all of these came from one lab in New Jersey. All the other NFL players were having their tests done at other labs, and they all came back negative. And so they had 77 of them come back from the New Jersey lab BioReference. And they said they retested these. They said there's five labs nationwide that service the 32 teams. Only the New Jersey facility had the false positives this weekend because when they tested them again, they all came back negative. And again, these tests are like Russian roulette. They're using these the wrong way, according to the guy who invented it, won the Nobel Prize for it. And anything that is a cold or flu will test positive for this. As I pointed out earlier, the people in Dublin took the streets for an anti-mask, anti-lockdown protest. And it was Health Freedom Ireland and the Yellow Vest Ireland. And they were angry. And I think it's kind of interesting because if you look at the signs that they had, signs are saying things like freedom and choice, no mandates. Let's reclaim our health. No to the New World Order. No to Agenda 21, 5G and mandatory vaccines and the Paris Agreement. No to the 1%. Resist elitist and globalist agenda, no to the new normal. And these are people who are both about health freedom, they're vaccine skeptics, and they're the Yellow Vest people, because the Yellow Vest movement understands what they're doing to destroy the middle class, working class, whatever you want to call it, with the Agenda 2030 coming out of the UN. It was for the environment, right? But again, they've just replaced the MacGuffin of environmental meltdown with the virus and enacting the same controls. So that's why the Yellow Vests understand this as well. They understand this is not a health issue. It's not an environmental issue. This is a globalist issue. This is a globalist plan. And so those two groups are coming together. The Irish Freedom Party said it was the biggest anti-government protest in years in Dublin. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin State Journal reports that a coffee roasters and kitchen will close August 31st because the landlord refused to renew their lease. They said they were not going to comply with the mask rules mandated by the governor there in Wisconsin. And so the county health officials came there after they declared the shop a mask-free zone. The shop was facing revocation of its food and drink license because of its refusal to abide by the order. And this is why I say the process is going to have to be one that is led, for the most part, by, even if you've got somebody who has a business, most businesses will say, well, I have to stay open. And now my number one priority is not like it was years ago when I was in business. Our number one priority was doing everything we could to make the customer happy. Now your number one priority is to do everything you can to make the government happy. Even if that means harassing and bullying your customers like the airlines are doing, you have to first satisfy the government or they will shut you down. And so from that standpoint, even if you stand up to these people, they will shut you down. Now, the gym in New Jersey that was shut down, that has now become the campaign headquarters of someone running for office. I forget what office he's running for, to keep it open, to keep that gym open. That's what they're doing there. There are creative things that we can do, but fundamentally, this is going to have to be led by local officials. That's why this election really is important. Not for the statewide elections for the most part, not for the governors, unless you've got a governor or somebody who is running to end the lockdown. I haven't seen that on the Republican side, and you're not going to see it on the Democrat side. And I haven't seen anybody running for president that is really concerned about ending the lockdown and doing something about it, other than injecting us with a vaccine. So the real issue to vote for, if there is anything to vote for on the ballot, is going to be for sheriff, for local elections, and to start to build a community from the grassroots up. We have now martial law that has been declared by bureaucrats. They haven't really declared it, but, you know, they are enforcing it, I should say. And meanwhile, we have the elected politicians, for the most part, just standing by. Like I said before, never has politics, because this is all about politics, never has politics had more control over our lives, and never has an election, for the most part, made less, been less important, because the people who are running are not talking about the core issue. They're running from the core issue. The elephant in the room is the lockdown and the mandated vaccines and the destruction of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And these people don't even want to acknowledge that that's an issue. They'll talk about everything else but that. And so then the question becomes, when you start to rebuild your society from the bottom up, you know, what do you do? I thought this article was one of the key things today. This is from Zero Hedge of Two Minds blog. Will skilled hands-on labor finally become more valuable? And that's exactly what I've been saying to my family. It's exactly what I've been trying to convey here. On a recent visit to a welding shop where my niece's husband works, I asked him if they had enough welders for their workload. His answer surprised me. If you ask every welding shop in the country if they had enough welders, the answer would be no. Because you see, in a pacified, digitized public, the real world skills that are required to grow food, to build things, to make things work, like HVAC. I mean, it's almost like Brazil again. You know, Terry Gilliam's take on 1984, where you had that rogue guy. He was a central villain. They're trying to shut him down because he was going around fixing people's HVAC without a government permit. He didn't have the appropriate licenses. They had to shut him down. That's our future, folks, as dark as that is. If you want to keep us here in the future, the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got some great sales right now. That's what funds this program here, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, Krill Oil, many other products in, many products up to 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
EMS, and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites, our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, so how are you going to survive? I mean, this is an issue of prepping. It's an issue of survival. Are you going to have the skills to do this? As the article on Zero Hedge of Two Minds blog points out, the cultural zeitgeist has largely disdained hands-on real-world skills in favor of making videos, becoming social media influencers, joining an investment bank, working for a tech startup to score a quick million or two. So, you know, forget about actually knowing how to do something. And when society collapses, what are those people going to be doing? They're going to be looking for somebody that knows how to grow food, how to fix the HVAC, so they can keep the electricity and the plumbing going. And as he points out here, central banks can create money out of thin air, but they can't create skilled, experienced workers out of thin air. That takes years of training, experience, effort, and dedication. And that is something that may be worth its weight in gold. And we're going to have people who know how to do things to operate this parallel underground economy. And that's really what it's going to be. And again, if you want to know what that looks like, you know, take a look at Brazil. The guy is going around fixing the ridiculously engineered, if you can even call it engineered, ductwork everywhere that you go. They've got this exposed ductwork, and everything in that society doesn't quite work, from the monitors to the HVAC. But it's focused on making sure that they keep control of everything. And, you know, good job, guys. That's fast. Global bankruptcies, for example, are soaring despite trillions in liquidity. Misguided lockdowns have destroyed the global economy, and the impact is likely to last 4 years. The fallacy of lives or the economy argument is evident now that we see that countries like Taiwan, South Korea, Austria, Sweden, or Holland have been able to preserve the business fabric and the economy while doing a much better job managing the pandemic than countries with severe lockdown. Look at New York, for example, especially New York City. And then go back to when we had the lieutenant governor here in Texas saying, well, we're just going to have to take a look at this. And, you know, if old people like me need to die, then that's what it's going to take. But we got to keep the economy going. And I said, that is the worst message. I mean, is he working for the other side? That was not the choice. It wasn't lives or the economy, whatever the economy is. The issue is freedom. And if you lock everything down and you starve people in place, that doesn't help us to fight a disease or to do anything. That wasn't the choice. It wasn't a this or that. It was keep the economy going or you're not going to be able to fight this disease, whatever it is. It turned out to be nothing. But that doesn't matter because this is all about politics. And so when you look at this and the bankruptcies that are there, just consider, as Lou Rockwell points out, LouRockwell.com, as cities burn and statues topple, the NASDAQ races to an all-time high. See, that's the disconnect. Everybody wants to be social media influencers, but nobody wants to learn how to weld or to do plumbing or electricity. And it doesn't matter how bad things are. They keep channeling money into the stock market. It's absolutely insane. As I say, for a risk that compares to driving an automobile, much of the population was scared out of their wits and a third of the economy was put on life support. And to deal with the economic mess, we were told that only a top-down government solution would be possible. So they printed $5 trillion and borrowed and printed money. More of it is on the way. And, you know, when you look, and we're going to talk about this coming back, the vaccines, the blood plasma, issues like that. When we look at it, here's the fundamental flaw behind all of this. The idea that we're going to have one approved treatment coming from the expert Fauci. Nothing else will be allowed. See, central control fails in medicine, just like it fails in every other venture. We'll be right back.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's going through my emails. And again, if you want to contact me with information or comments, you can send that to davidknightshow@protonmail.com. davidknightshow@protonmail.com. And I was having to clean things out because I got so much mail. It's difficult to keep up with that as well as the news. And in terms of going back and looking at old messages to clear out, I found one that I had received back on February the 19th. And I didn't talk about it at the time. And it might be because things are ramping up for this lockdown. But it was from a man who had been in a coma for 2.5 years. And he said, I was in a coma for a little over 2.5 years. His name is Kenneth Dudley. He said, I can tell you as a born-again, God-fearing, Christ-believing Christian, former tough guy, when I was released from the ICU, I was brought to tears to see how badly our society had deteriorated. It was as though I had stepped out of reality and into the Twilight Zone. What do you think he thinks about today? It's a good thing came out of it in February. If he'd come out of it today, it would have been way beyond the Twilight Zone. And I wonder what he's thinking about this, because quite frankly, I feel like I've come out of a coma and awakened in the Twilight Zone. And he's got a couple of photos of himself there. And he says, yeah, here's a photo of me before the coma. And yes, I was a drug-free power lifter, martial artist, good genetics. My cousin played for the Saints and the Rams and so forth. But it's pretty amazing to think about how rapidly and how strangely everything has been altered. And we must not accept this as a new normal. We cannot accept this. We will not accept this. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you one other thing that was sent to me, and I signed up for it. Citizens Against Lockdowns and Masks. I thought that was a great acronym because it spells out CALM. So we'll do the same thing that the government does. They call the Patriot Act. They've got a little acronym for that. The most unpatriotic thing the government ever did was the Patriot Act. But they call it the Patriot Act. Well, we're going to call this CALM. I don't know that I'm CALM or not. But anyway, you can find this at calmpatriot.com. And the idea is to organize locally to defeat the globalists. So this is in its infancy. And they're working on it now, but I think that's a great idea, because what you can do is you can go there, you can sign up for it, and tell them, you know, your zip code or whatever, and then you can connect with other people that are in your area to try to organize. We're going to have to find a way to do this. It's going to be risky, ultimately, to do this over the internet. We've already had people raided in Australia for doing that. No-knock raid, like it's some kind of a drug bust, simply because you're doing a political we're going to organize to oppose a lockdown or to oppose the mask regulations or the vaccine mandates. But this is right now, we have a window here where we can start to try to get that together. But ultimately, we're going to have to organize outside of the internet. We can still use these channels for now, as long as you guys support InfoWars with the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We can continue to do that. But anyway, I thought CalmPatriot.com has a lot of potential to organize and to come together locally to defeat the globalists. That's exactly what needs to be done. So hopefully that's going to be effective there. When we look at what is happening, and this listener who came out of the coma for two and a half years back in February, imagine if you'd come out of it and you had looked at what's going on in New York City. Quarter mile food bank line in Queens. One person said, it reminds me of the picture from the Great Depression, where a man in a suit and tie is giving another man in a suit and tie an apple because that's all he had. A volunteer from the food pantry, an executive director, said, we feel like we are underwater, like we're drowning in a tsunami of people. He said, it's absolutely unbelievable what is happening in New York. And the comment on Zero Hedge is, the reemergence of food bank lines is evidence that the fiscal cliff is hitting low-income consumers the hardest. Meanwhile, record profits on Wall Street. Isn't that great? Look at the stock market. See, if that's your metric, we're doing great. So, you know, if it's the stock market on Wall Street, we're doing fantastic. But if it's the length of the food lines in Queens, not so good. Haunting photos of San Francisco's desolate financial district during, quote-unquote, rush hour. It's a ghost town. I mean, show some of the pictures from this article here. Tuesday, August 18th, during morning rush hour, I walked through and around the financial district of San Francisco and took photos to document the spookiness of it all, writes Wolf Richter in WolfStreet.com. Pedestrians who used to rush to work on crowded sidewalks, balling up at red lights and then streaming across the intersection, disappearing into the entries of office towers as they went, and cars stuck in traffic, thick throngs of people would pour out of the Montgomery, BART, and Muni Metro Station. But instead, he said, you see sidewalks and entrances eerily deserted during what used to be rush hour, with just a sprinkling of pedestrians, a few cars, the occasional skateboarder, some guys working on a construction project, and curiosities where you might be tempted to think, only in San Francisco. Office occupancy in San Francisco, this is all Nancy Pelosi's district, by the way, still only 13.6% of where it had been the beginning of March before they shut down the world and forced us into another greater depression. In other words, it's down 86.5%. And that's just slightly above New York City, which is worse than 86% down. Meanwhile, as we've been reporting about the cashless society push, the mainstream media is now pushing back. Oh, don't worry about that. That's just a conspiracy theory. Now, a cashless society is a conspiracy, but it's a conspiracy fact. It's an admitted fact. They've been talking about it for a very long time. And they're talking about it openly talking about it. You got the Federal Reserve talking about it. You got all the different central banks and governments talking about it. You have the technocrats out of Silicon Valley talking about it. You have the bankers talking about it. I pointed out just on Friday how Goldman Sachs, guy who's in charge of digital cash and things like that, said within 5 to 10 years, all financial transactions would be done digitally, done online. And I pointed out how, look, you know, this is the virus that makes the coins disappear here. We can't figure out how to get coins in circulation. And you've got signs everywhere. Well, the mainstream media is saying, that's a lie. The coins are not disappearing. We still have coins. See? Now you have a coin shortage. That's how they spend this. I said, yeah, there's still coins around. We'll take a look at all the different businesses that won't accept cash anymore, that won't give change, that will round this up if you insist on paying with cash. But many of them just flatly refuse. And there's stories everywhere about how some of the businesses are giving people premiums, giving them free goods and services. If you turn in cash, they'll give you more than its value in terms of goods or services. But now you've got the Associated Press pouncing on Facebook posts that it reportedly suggested work was a conspiracy. They said posts that are circulating widely on Facebook are suggesting the shortage of coins in the U.S. is a hoax because it doesn't make sense for the currency to have disappeared. In other words, the fact that They're saying it literally disappeared. So, you know, when we look at this, as their comment from humanevents.com says, the condensation, yeah, it is condensation, isn't it? The condescension is palpable and paternalistic. And that's what else do you expect from the Associated Press, from Reuters, the people who give us the speech guidelines and rules? You know, don't call people illegal aliens. Don't call them, you know, anything other than undocumented migrants or whatever. You know, don't call them anchor babies. Don't call them any of that stuff. And so when we look at this, and we're going to take a look when we come back, we're going to get into vaccines. But the bottom line is, folks, it is a conspiracy. As Bank of America's CEO, Brian Moynihan, has said, we want a cashless society. They want it. They've been planning for it. The Federal Reserve is giving it to them. So is the central bank in Australia. They say, well, we're going to stop even printing certain coins because nobody wants it. No, they're the ones who don't want it. We'll be right back.
I'm going to say something right now. It is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented
trusted ingredients that are in APAC Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk about vaccines. Let's talk about mandates, because they're on the way, folks. Vaccines mandatory for all Texas students, even those learning virtually. Going back to August 5th was when this was announced. Yeah, they have to register to be at that school or to be part of the educational curriculum. They'll be asking for an immunization record so they'll know. And this is the Metro Health Immunization Clinic Supervisor Martha Groomer in San Antonio, because the CDC says so. You know, they have guidelines, they have recommendations. Those now take precedent over parental rights, over human rights, over informed consent, over doctor-patient relationships. No. It's all now been subordinated to the CDC's guidelines and recommendations. And this is in Texas. Think about how rapidly things have gone. This was the kind of thing that we were seeing in California, in Massachusetts, in New York a year ago. You can't go to school, any kind of school, even online school, unless you've got your vaccine records. And now this is in Texas. Another reason to homeschool. And let me tell you, if you don't think that speaking up and resisting makes a difference, you know, these people typically don't get a lot of engagement and pushback from families. And I don't mean that you necessarily take to the street. It's not a bad thing to show that there's a lot of you. But it can be even more effective if you get together and you write these people, because most of the time, nobody ever contacts them. And they don't really, you don't have to spend a lot of time composing a great argument. You're not going to persuade them by your argument. You're going to persuade them by the numbers of letters that they get. They don't read the letters. They count the number of letters that they get on a particular issue. And we've seen this time and time again when there have been regulations coming after homeschoolers, because homeschoolers do get involved. They're passionate about this. This is why I say the way this is going to get pushed back is by the homeschoolers, by the Christians, by the patriots in various areas, should be by the local businessmen getting together and pushing back on all of this. But the homeschoolers will organize, will push back on this, and they have beaten back these powerful teachers' unions time and time again. And they will do so again in the future because they're passionate about this issue. Virginia is planning mandatory COVID-19 vaccines now for all residents. See, that's the way it begins. First, everybody's got to get their MMR vaccines to go to school. And the president says last year, they got to get the shots. Oh, it's a very dangerous thing, that measles. They got to get the shots. And then within a year, we've got one state after the other now. Every day they're starting, you know, first it was Massachusetts on Friday. Thursday, I think it was. Then over the weekend, Virginia, saying we're going to do it as well. And that's the way it's going to go. Everybody's got to get the COVID-19. What did you expect? President Trump, with Operation Warp Speed, is making 350 million doses of this. How many people are there in the U.S.? 350 million. So you know this is going to happen. And it's going to happen regardless of who's president. They're going to push this on everybody. Democrats are saying, openly saying, we're going to do it. As Friday's hospitalizations numbers across the Sun Belt appear to confirm, what the CDC head, Dr. Robert Redfield, said, that the COVID-19 outbreak has peaked and is starting to fade. Nevertheless, in Virginia, during an interview that aired on Friday, the state's health commissioner said he planned to invoke state law to make vaccinations mandatory. Well, the problem with that is that there's also a constitution. There's a state constitution. I don't know if their constitution would outlaw that, but certainly they swear at the same time to uphold the U.S. Constitution. And if you are going to violate the U.S. Constitution and our individual liberties, then you don't have any authority. And this is not even somebody who is elected. Again, everything is being controlled by the government. Everything is being controlled by politics, because this is about politics, keeping everything shut down, pushing Bill Gates' agenda on you. And yet you can't even vote these people out because they weren't voted in. It's the judiciary and these bureaucrats now, the health bureaucrats. And that's the way they planned this going back to 9/11. They wrote the rules for this before they pulled down the buildings. Two planes, three buildings. And they had the plans for this. Is that, like I said, two false flags, but one plan. So he said he plans to mandate the coronavirus vaccinations for Virginians once one is made available to the public, because they just know that it's going to be safe and effective. That's a foregone conclusion. So we're going to have to mandate that, because that's the only kind of treatment that's going to be out there. And understand that a vaccine is not a treatment. If you've got a disease, even if a vaccine works, I tweeted this out over the weekend. I said, even if a vaccine works, it doesn't cure people. That's not the purpose. The design of a vaccine is to prevent you from getting a disease. And that's why they test it differently than they do therapeutics. And that's why they can't talk about it being effective. It's a presumed effectiveness that they do through an epidemiological study. They don't have somebody who's already got the disease, and then they give, you know, first they test the disease. The way the FDA does therapeutics, they test the disease to see, test the drug to see if people are going to have a bad reaction to it. If it passes the first safety test, then they do a second phase, and they give it to people who already have the disease or the condition to see if they get any better. And they also monitor them for the safety. And then they do it phase three to a larger group of people who already have the disease. But they don't do that with vaccines, because this is to prevent you from getting the disease. And so he says, it's killing people now. We don't have a treatment for it. And if we develop a vaccine that can prevent it from spreading in the community, we will save hundreds and hundreds of lives. How does he know that? He doesn't have any studies about that. He can't possibly know that. They haven't studied the efficacy, the presumed efficacy of this. That will take years, even according to Fauci and these other people. They're going to run as they run through their phase three tests. They talk about, oh, we got 30,000 people who volunteered for this, or we're hoping. And what are we going to do? We're going to give them multiple shots. We're going to give them one. And then 29 days later, we're going to give them a second one. And then we're going to watch them for 2 years. And then we're going to compare them to a group that didn't get the shots and see who gets COVID-19 the most. That's how they're going to look at their efficacy. Virginia Freedom Keepers Director of Communications, Kathleen Medeiros, a mother of three, said this is a matter of medical choice. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's not a pro-vaccine or an anti-vaccine issue. For me, it's an issue of being able to assess each vaccine for myself and for my family one at a time. He shouldn't be the one person to make a decision for all Virginians. We now have these people who are not doctors in most cases. They don't see patients. They don't treat patients. They haven't had any experience treating patients during this so-called pandemic. And yet they have a single prescription, and they're going to impose that on everybody. And they don't care about the parent-child relationship, and they don't care about the doctor-patient relationship. As a matter of fact, they don't care about you. And they certainly don't care about the law or the Constitution. And the point is, folks, that we must not comply with this tyranny. If you want to take the vaccine, that's fine. But don't support vaccine mandates.
Incrementalism. The inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the Global Social Credit Score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the soft palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, when I said, hey, you want to take the vaccine? Fine. What I mean by that is it's your choice. Pick your poison. I would not recommend anybody take a vaccine. I have talked many times about how untested, unproven vaccines are. This one is the worst case. Being rushed out before anybody could possibly know any of even the short-term effects of this, let alone the long-term effects, let alone the combined effects. And this, these leading candidates, the ones that are going to be pushed out at first, are using a tactic that has never been used before. Turning your body into a vaccine factory, they said. And essentially creating using reprogramming your RNA, your DNA. They mess with the messenger RNA to produce, they hope, parts of the virus without producing all of the virus. But when you start messing with DNA and RNA, all bets are off, frankly. Never before have we had any therapeutic or any vaccine that has used this approach. But now, because we've got to rush this out because of politics, we're going to okay that. And we've got multiple approaches of this. In the past, all the pharmaceutical companies said, no way. But of course, back in 1986, they got immunity for this by Fauci. First thing he did when he got into his position there at the NIH. And now they are browbeating all of these countries saying, you're going to give us immunity for this, or you're not going to get the vaccine, and you're not going to be allowed to reopen, and so forth and so on. We're going to, in other words, cordon off your entire country from the rest of the world if you don't get everybody vaccinated. And in order to do that, you're going to have to indemnify us against any legal liability for any injuries. Now, why would they be pushing that if they didn't think, if they were convinced that this is going to be safe? Why would they be browbeating all of these different countries to give them immunity? They're not confident that it's going to be safe, and neither am I. But you know what? If you are a vaccine advocate, and every time I type anything into Twitter about vaccines, it always first hashtag up there is hashtag vaccines work. Well, if you believe that, go for it. And just don't make me do it. And we'll all sit back and watch what happens to you. You can be the, like I say, with Portland, Oregon, they can be patient zero in communism. And you can be patient zero in the COVID vaccine if you want to. I would advise you against it, but I'm not going to stand in your way. If you've got a doctor who wants you to do that and you agree with that doctor, that's your choice. That's your choice. But are you ready for the no one could have known routine? Now, that's the headline from Off Guardian, and when I saw that, I immediately thought about the effects from the vaccine. And that is true. That is absolutely true. But of course, they bring it up in every other context except for the vaccine. Nobody could have known that this would cause economic devastation and therefore excessive deaths and suicides and divorces and, you know, mental depression, not just economic depression. And much larger numbers than those who were killed by the virus. Nobody could have known. Nobody could have known that this would provide an already monopolistic and predatory online retailing establishment with a competitive advantage in terms of capital reserves and market share that'll make it virtually impossible at any time in the near or medium future for the countries and for the world's small and even medium-sized businesses to ever catch up to them. Nobody could have known. Nobody could have known that this would result in the looting of the middle class from the top down, not just the bottom up. Yeah, we see the mobs going through the streets of Chicago and Portland and Seattle, now spreading to many other locations. And that is something that is very visual, very visceral. But let me tell you, the looting that is happening as Wall Street people and the big national chains are profiting as all the mom and pop businesses are being shut down. Nobody could have known, right? Nobody could have known that they would destroy much of what was attractive about urban life as we know it, and that this would lead to a real estate collapse of extraordinary proportions. Nobody could have known that. Nobody could have known that smart monitoring of our lives, it was already intolerable for anybody still clinging to the memories of freedom before September 9/11. Nobody could have known that this we would train a generation of children to be fearful and distrustful of others from the beginning of their lives. You know, you see all the kids isolated in little boxes and desks and so forth from kindergarten on up. And to view that bending to the dictates of the bureaucrats to keep them safe. Nobody could have known what kind of a person that was going to create. Oh, yeah, we don't know what that's going to do to the kids, do we? Oh, yes, we do. We know exactly what it's going to do. This is B.F. Skinner training. As he put it, beyond freedom and dignity. This is what they're imposing on us right now. Yeah, not free and not dignified. You look at those ridiculous pictures. Yeah, nobody could have known that they would be severely limiting travel of every kind. And yet, all of these things were in the plan. All these things were in the UN 2030 agenda, every single one of these. Nobody could have known that they were going to impose a cashless society to make sure that we didn't have any anonymity, to make sure that everything that we did was not only followed, but done with their prior approval. Because if you're not approved by them, you're not going to be able to do any of those digital transactions, of which all the bankers are bragging about the fact that by 2030, all financial transactions will be digital and pre-approved, the social credit system. So nobody could have known that. Nobody could have known that we would have vaccine injuries. Nobody could have known. You go back and look at the Gardasil situation. And of course, Manso Slawi, who is now our vaccine czar, President Trump put him in as the person who's going to be able to pick the winners of this. And you've had the inspector general, who is supposed to be keeping things above board and honest, saying, no, he can bet on which companies are going to win. He can invest in these companies that he's going to be judging, right? I mean, think about that. Can you imagine what a scandal that would be if you had some sporting event, let's say soccer, you know, international football or whatever, or even American football or American baseball, 8 men out, remember that? What if all the referees were able to place bets on which team was going to win, and then they were going to call the shots? Well, that's basically what's going on with this Operation Warp Speed. These guys have already made Moncef Slaoui. The first week that he was appointed, the first day, he made a cool $10 million. You know, just by a press release. So, Gardasil, HPV vaccine. Now, Moncef Slaoui was at GlaxoSmithKline. And he developed the HPV vaccine. He's been celebrated in many of these big pharmaceutical panels. You'll see these panels if you look through YouTube. It's funny. You know, I go through, when I do research, I go through YouTube and I find these military planners talking about asymmetric warfare. And I mean, it's pretty amazing what they're talking about doing. And yet, this conference, and it's pretty dry stuff, folks. And, you know, get something that's going to keep you awake. You know, get some brain force. Take an extra one. Take three, not two. Get through this stuff. It is snooze fest time. But what they actually say, if you can stay awake, is really pretty frightening. And they'll typically have only a couple hundred views on YouTube after years of being up. And the same thing is true of these pharmaceutical things, you know, where they get together and they talk about vaccines and how they're going to rule the world and so forth. So these guys are now, when we look at what happened with Gardasil, Moncef Slaoui was at GlaxoSmithKline. This is one against Merck. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
This water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars, saying Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the salt palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Gardasil would have injured people. We now have a teenager filing a lawsuit against the HPV vaccine Gardasil in Rhode Island. This is a 19-year-old woman who alleges that the company misled the FDA and legislators and doctors and moms about the safety and efficacy of the Gardasil vaccine. And again, I'll point out to you that they have no way of testing efficacy. And they admit that in the NIH documents. The lawsuit asserts Merck purposely downplayed the risk of Gardasil's ingredients, including a proprietary aluminum compound, which is a potent neurotoxin, and that they secretly and potentially included hazardous DNA particles. The plaintiff alleges that she suffered and continues to suffer severe and permanent physical injuries, such as an autoimmune disease known as POTS, P-O-T-S, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, after receiving multiple injections of the HPV Gardasil vaccine. Hey, if you remember here in Texas, Rick Perry, when he was governor, tried to mandate that for schools. And people rose up against that and stopped that. And it also came out as part of that movement that one of Rick Perry's staffers had left and gone to work for Gardasil, or vice versa. They worked at Gardasil and then they came to work for him. I forget which way, which direction it was. But there was indications, like there are with Fauci, of connections to that company, like it appears that Fauci has connections to Gilead and to Remdesivir. He has pushed this for everything from Ebola to AIDS, and now it's become, quote unquote, the standard of care, right after he does one study that was not reviewed. And the study showed that it didn't make any difference in fatality rates, but that the people who recovered, they claim, recovered 30% faster. But they ignore every other treatment, and we're not allowed to look at other treatments because we're going to have a centrally controlled, one-size-fits-all, your doctor need not be involved. Your doctor is now Dr. Fauci. You know, there was a Babylon Bee article a couple of weeks ago, which I thought was really pretty funny. I think it came out either right about the time or just before there was a nationwide shortage of Dr. Pepper. So a study finds most Americans trust Dr. Pepper over Dr. Fauci. I think I would trust Dr. Pepper over Dr. Fauci. Victoria, Australia, state of emergency, they said will be extended by another 12 months. And of course, what they're waiting for is the blessed vaccine, the panacea that we're all waiting for, the vaccine. Bill Gates' vaccine, the one that he demands that we sacrifice our freedom, our informed consent, our choice for. Bank of America says it's unrealistic to have a widespread vaccine availability even in the first quarter of next year, of 2021. Deutsche Bank wrote at the start of August, whereas vaccines normally require years of testing and additional time to produce at scale, scientists are hoping to develop a coronavirus vaccine within an extremely truncated time frame of only 12 to 18 months. Oh, no, no, much faster than that. As a matter of fact, as they point out on Zero Hedge, they said there are no less than 160 COVID vaccine candidates right now. Because, folks, this is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Governments are going to force people to take your product. They're going to hold you harmless for any damage that you do to people. And you don't have to prove that it works. I mean, what could be better, right? They pay you to make it. They force people to use it. They hold you harmless from any damage that you do. Any other products out there like that? By the way, take a look at the film. It's not a documentary. It's a dramatization by Dr. Andrew Wakefield. You can see that at 1986theact.com. If you want to really know what Fauci did, no other product gets immunity like vaccines. And now worldwide, the COVID-19 is going to be immune from any of this. So they point out that you've got, of these 160 COVID vaccine candidates, there's six of them now that are in phase three. And if you look at those six, they're all, I believe, every single one of them. I'm not sure about one of these from Sinopharm out of China, but all the rest of these I recognize as using the DNA modification that has never been done in any drug or any vaccine before. But they can rush this thing out, and since nobody is looking to see whether this is safe or effective, they can get this approved. Isn't that wonderful? Trump has announced emergency authorization for blood plasma as a treatment for COVID-19. Now, again, this is taking plasma from people who have had the disease and recovered and they've got antibodies for it. And this is something that the left is now very upset about because they don't want there to be any treatment. And this precisely is what President Trump should be doing. This is exactly what he should be doing. This and getting doctors who have already used other treatments that are not as complicated. Look, there's a lot simpler, safer, cheaper therapeutics out there. Hydroxychloroquine is one, but there's many others that doctors have used successfully. Individual doctors who have treated hundreds, in some cases over 1,000 patients successfully with these treatments. Why can't we use those? And why can't we use these doctors like the White Coat Summit to stop the fear? I said at the very beginning of this, as people were gripped in this panic, I said, we've got to go back to the beginning of Battle of Britain, when you had Winston Churchill and his government put out the posters that people still put out, keep calm and carry on. Yeah, there's the white coats. That was the white coat, not a summit where they're talking sense to people, but where they were scaring people and intimidating them. That was from California. A parade of people in white coats Well, you know, now we've had people in white coats and, you know, we were supposed to bow to those people. And we did. The mainstream media said, look at this, fear this, right? Now we've got some white coats who come out and say, don't fear this. We have treated it. It is treatable. We have treatments now. We don't have to keep things locked down. We don't have to be afraid of this. And I said from the very beginning, we have to keep calm. We have to carry on. And then that other poster from World War II, freedom is in peril. Defend it with all of your might. And that's exactly what we have to do. And so having other therapeutics out there, and now this is another one, blood plasma. Again, it's expensive, it's complicated, but it's effective. But there's other simpler, more effective things out there. And the thing that the therapeutic that we need right now is common sense, and we need calm. And that's exactly what President Trump should be doing for his own benefit, if not for the good of the country. President Trump announced that a coronavirus treatment that involves blood plasma from people who recover from the disease will be expanded to many more sick Americans after the FDA approved the use of the therapy. He said the FDA had concluded the treatment is safe and very effective. HHS Secretary Alex Azar said convalescent plasma has been a tried and true therapeutic treatment in prior outbreaks. He said, we dream in drug development of something that has a 35% mortality reduction. This is a major advance in the treatment of patients. Well, they need not to be intimidated by the HCQ stuff, because the HCQ shows that in a meta study of places where it's been used, of 105,000 patients in a couple of dozen countries, they found that it reduced the fatality rate by a factor of 3. So that's what we're talking about here. And we're talking about something even greater than that. We're talking about reducing it by 67%, not 37, not 35%. So that's what they need to focus on. That's exactly right. President Trump did the right thing with that. Got to focus on that. Keep that there. Pull up other treatments. You know, like the doctor here in Texas, he said, yeah, look, they've had this study here shows steroids are very good. Well, you know, one of the ways that you can develop steroids right to the point of infection is with an asthma inhaler, a common over-the-market asthma inhaler. And, of course, there's many things that you can do to strengthen your immune system. You know, vitamin D, if they're going to keep you inside and you can't get outside and get sunlight because your body naturally makes vitamin D, then supplement that. Many things like that. They're just natural. But we've got to stop the fear. All right, I'm going to talk about what President Trump did not do right when it comes to the vaccine. When we come back, we'll talk about that. That's what he did right, and that's he needs to keep going down that path, not the other. But before we leave here, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have an 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off. We have ExtendoWise and VasoBeat, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil and also Krill Oil. Both of those are now back in stock, heavily discounted. The Alexa Pure Breeze is $149 plus free shipping. Last chance to get that. Storable food is on short supply right now. You can get that about a week wait. InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, We set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, so it's good that President Trump is pushing therapeutics. There's many therapeutics that could be pushed. We don't have to put all of our hopes on blood plasma. He should not be cowed by these people in terms of HCQ. There are plenty of doctors out there who've had a lot of experience with this. President Trump doesn't need to make the case. He's not a doctor. He needs to give a platform to them instead of to Fauci. And yet, instead, as we see where we have moved with this, President Trump on Saturday attacked the FDA because they weren't approving vaccines quickly enough. That's how sad this is. He said in his tweet on Saturday, he said the deep state or whoever over at the FDA is making it very difficult for drug companies to get people in order to test the vaccines and the therapeutics. Obviously, they're hoping to delay the answer until after November the 3rd. Must focus on speed and saving lives. No, you must focus on the Constitution, President Trump, and individual liberty, and things will work out from that, including your reelection, if you were to focus on that. The bottom line is the deep state, President Trump, in case you don't understand, are the ones who've had this UN 2030 agenda. The deep state, the CIA, the intelligence communities, they were the ones who wanted to track and control everything we did. They wanted to take our jobs, keep us locked down, monitor everything that we do. It's the deep state who wants the vaccine, and you're giving them exactly what they want. And you think it's for your political advantage, and it's not. This is not working out to your political advantage. Many people are not going to show up to vote for you if you do this. It is the worst failure I've ever seen in my life. The Trump administration is considering, according to the Financial Times, bypassing normal U.S. regulatory standards to fast-track an experimental coronavirus vaccine from the U.K. This is the AstraZeneca one, which is also a RNA, DNA-modifying vaccine, an unproven, untested, radical, new, novel approach. Wants to get it authorized in November. So we'll see. Is this going to be the October surprise? Will it be the shot felt around the world as people get injected with these toxins? You know, I'll just remind you, I tweeted this out, vaccines don't cure anything. Even if they work, they're preventative only. And by the time this thing goes out after a year, we've seen that these lockdowns don't work at all. We will have had herd immunity one way or the other. It's why they were tested differently from therapeutics, which is to say that they are never tested for efficacy. And I tweeted it out and tweeted out the article again because it's been about 3 weeks and it's being pushed off because of newer articles being pushed off at roundtablereport.com. That, by the way, is where you can easily find my videos, the full shows, the videos that we cut from the full shows. You'll find the links to those there on Roundtable Report, because Twitter doesn't want you to go to band.video directly. And you'll find all that stuff there, plus articles, in addition to that you're not going to find anywhere else. You'll find those at Roundtable Report. In this article, I talked about the three phases of lies in the development of the COVID-19 vaccine. And I've got links to the NIH, links to the FDA. The FDA approves therapeutics and vaccines, but the NIH pointed out that you can't talk about efficacy in vaccines. They don't test them for efficacy. What they do, they talk about effectiveness. And effectiveness is based on an epidemiological study that's going to last for years. And it's also based on them taking a look at whether or not they believe that it's creating the antibodies that they think that they need for the virus that they think they've identified and so forth. And folks, it's a sham. Everything about this is a sham. And we don't need to be buying into this. That's the elephant in the room. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
Let's hope that's the case. And let me tell you why you better hope that's the case. Don't ever confuse schools with education. They're two orthogonal things, diametrically opposite of each other, whatever, however you want to describe it. They are not the same thing. School is not education. Education is not school. Here's what school is. Schools are now teaching students who are doing remote online learning. They're having them do virtual fire drills. Yes, virtual fire drill is about the buildings that they're not occupying catching fire. If only it was just stupid. If only it wasn't insidious and dangerous what they're teaching the kids. And this particular one, it's a viral video clip. The son of a host of the Hammer and Nigel show in Indiana. It's a radio show in Indiana. And the son showed his dad a map of the school that he would have attended in person if we hadn't had the fake pandemic. And he said, today we have a virtual fire drill where they're showing us where to walk out of the building that we're not in right now in case that building catches fire, said the boy, trying not to laugh. And then if you think that is something that is just idiotic in one school district, well, in Texas, students are being told to go outside their homes instead of doing the fire drill and stand in the yard. A virtual fire drill was posted to Twitter. It instructs students in Texas, where we know the Wuhan coronavirus data is being fudged, to do the following. One, set an alarm on your phone for 2:30. Two, when the alarm sounds, go outside. Three, stay outside for 10 minutes, soaking up the sun. Oh, and get some vitamin D at least. Four, take a selfie and post it with hashtag We Lead Texas. Yeah, they're leading us over the cliff like a bunch of lemmings. I know that was a fake. if you go back and you look at that that meme that came from Disney's nature films, that was staged. But, you know, it's appropriate because this whole thing's been staged just like that lemming shot from the Disney program. So, yeah, that's what they're doing in Texas as well. And this comes from PatriotRising.com. But look at what they're doing in Tennessee. in Tennessee because they, you know, people are looking at the fake fire drills, and worse, I'll tell you what else people are seeing that's even worse on their online classes. In Tennessee, a school district in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, the Rutherford County Schools, had asked parents to sign a form agreeing to give teachers privacy with the students. Oh, well, you know, what could possibly be wrong with that, right? Well, a couple of different things. Number one, you know, we just had, I reported last week or the week before that, a Pennsylvania teacher. And he was very upset because he was an English teacher. And he said, you know, these conservative parents, they're just going to have a fit when they see what I'm teaching the kids. I don't want them seeing what I'm teaching the kids. The English teacher. It's like, really? Well, you're teaching them grammar? You're teaching them to diagram sentences? No, 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 no. None of that. No, no, no. He's teaching them racism. Yeah, racism is what he's teaching them. He's teaching them racism. He's teaching them an LGBT curriculum. He said, they're going to freak out when they see what I'm teaching them. But that's my wheelhouse, he said. And he didn't want them to see that. So what is it in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that the school officials there didn't want anybody to see? And so once this came out, everybody, you know, it went viral as well. So the school district communications director, James Evans, told Fox News, quote, we have issued new guidance to principals that parents can assist their children during virtual group lessons with the permission of the instructor, with the permission of the instructor. So if you got one of these English teachers who's about turning your kid into one of these Portland, Oregon Antifa activists, then he's not going to allow you to do that. But, you know, if you got somebody else, maybe they'll let you help the kids, assist the kids. But they should refrain from sharing or recording information. Oh, well, we don't want it to show up on social media, do we? And remember, it was in Tennessee that we just had prior to this. This is a separate article, just so you don't get these two confused. There's two different things in two different areas of Tennessee. It was the State Department of Education in Tennessee that said it was going to start doing monthly child well-being assessments of every single kid under 18 in the state. And the parents pushed back against that. You see, if you really care about something, you can stop it. And we've had multiple times parents stopping these kinds of intrusions. Typically, it's coming from homeschoolers. But now, pretty much all the parents are homeschooling. These globalists could get hoisted by their own petard, blown up by their own bomb when they shut down the schools. Because the parents are seeing what they're doing, seeing how stupid it is, how dangerous it is, how hateful and racist it is, how they're grooming these children like pedophiles. And this is one of the best things I think could happen. I can talk about this forever, and I've been talking about it for years. But now parents are seeing it themselves. You know, God works in mysterious ways. It's been a mystery to many parents, unfortunately, what is going on in the schools. And now they're seeing it, seeing how the kids are being bullied. And so in this Murfreesboro, Tennessee district, one of the English lessons that were there, this is one of the reasons why they don't want the parents watching what's going on. Here's what they're teaching them in Tennessee, or in the New American, the English lessons in Tennessee. Again, it was the English teacher in Pennsylvania who said, racism and LGBT issues and hate and bullying, that's my wheelhouse, right? And that's what they're doing as part of the English class in Tennessee as well. This is why Johnny can't read or write. Things like the lessons were, as the father of 1 7-year-old daughter, he said he took her out of school now because she was being taught that, quote, white people are bad, mean, and racist against African-Americans and Mexicans. And the father wasn't exaggerating either because you can see it in the tweets. Sylvia, quote, this is what's on the tweet. Sylvia had her black shoes, had on her black shoes. They were shiny new. Her hair was perfectly parted in two long trenzas. It was her first day at Westminster School. The halls were crowded with students. She was looking for her locker when a young white boy pointed at her and yelled, go back to the Mexican school. You don't belong here. And he points out, interestingly, in this New American article, they said, interestingly, Twitter hides the image of this school lesson. They don't want you to see this on Twitter. And they give you a warning. The following media includes potentially sensitive content, and it requires you to click view to see it. So, ironically, while the Tennessee parents have to register approval to witness the images themselves on Twitter, their approval was never sought before their preteen children could view them in schools. And, of course, the teachers don't want you viewing what they're doing either. This is all being done behind closed doors. And they're having a lot of angst about the fact that parents are getting to see what they're doing to the kids. You need to understand just how insidious this is. And that is why this is happening. And, oh, by the way, there's another aspect to this as well. In that school district in Tennessee where they're trying to hide this stuff so much, in Murfreesboro, it has a huge Sunni Islam population. I don't know if that's part of it as well, but it may be. So you have in Tennessee, they want to do in-home inspections, but parents have pushed back on that. This one school district doesn't want you to see the fact that they are pushing a racist agenda against white people. They don't want you to see that they are grooming your children for Islam, that they are, you know, other age groups. They are pushing them towards Marxism. In Texas, that's Tennessee, you know, conservative red states, right? No, actually, Texas school district has been caught teaching children. The police are just like the KKK. And slave owners. This is a Wiley school district in Texas. They were caught teaching children. Police officers are brutalizing people, like comparing them to the Ku Klux Klan. They got a cartoon here. You know, here's the guy capturing the black guy and putting him in chains in Africa. And then, you know, here's the Ku Klux Klan. And it ends up with the police right there. That's the chain. We'll be right back.
You can really break civilizations down into two types. Predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology, so it's scientifically geared to be oppressive, and the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power power stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack power stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack power stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendo-Wise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's it! Let's get together, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you and I combine? Let's get together, what do you say? We could have a swinging time. We'd be a crazy team.
Why don't we? All right, of course you may recognize that as Haley Mills and the Parent Trap. And when I look at the headlines today that's happening, it's just the saddest thing to see what's happened to the Conway family, that parent trap. But it's a trap that a lot of parents have fallen into in our society. You know, we've gone from Ozzie and Harriet to Kellyanne and George, and it's not a pretty sight as to what has happened to our country. It's not only the careerism that is separating our families, but it is also the politics that is separating us. Do we really understand what's important anymore? It's so sad to see this. Kellyanne Conway's 15-year-old daughter is now, quote, pushing for my emancipation. In other words, trying to divorce her parents. It's come to that. So rather than having a child who's trying to get a couple of parents who have divorced from each other, back together, as we saw with the Parent Trap, you know, because once upon a time we realized, at least in the days when Walt Disney was running Disney, we realized that families were a good thing. And so, you know, the destruction that happened to the children when the parents couldn't get along, the twin girls that were separated, realized at summer camp that, you know, their twin sisters, one of them was living in England and so forth. And so they try to get the parents back together again. But instead we have now, instead of the child trying to reconcile the parents, the child is trying to divorce the parents. And this is really sad. And I hope that this does not, because of the high profile aspect of this, I hope it doesn't start a trend. That would be the saddest thing. Instead, we need to take a look at what's happened to the Conway family. And we need to reassess where we are in America as families. What the daughter said is, I'm officially pushing for emancipation. Yeah, she's posting about it as well. Buckle up, because this is probably going to be public one way or another. Unfortunately, welcome to my life. I've been using social media as an outlet to express my passions, my individuality, and to shed light on some hardships. I've been vulnerable for a reason. Thank you for supporting me. My mother's job has ruined my life to begin with. Heartbreaking that she continues to go down that path after years of watching her children suffer. Selfish. It's all about money and fame, ladies and gentlemen. And so, you know, a lot of working mothers and a lot of families, you know, there's a lot of single parents because there's a lot of divorce. And that's now become an accepted thing. You know, when that movie was done, when I was a child, divorce is very rare, not generally approved of. Now it's kind of expected. And so you have a lot of single parents, and they do have to work. And that's a sad thing. And in many cases, because of the relationship and because of the culture, they're not looking to change that. They would rather have the government raise their kids and stay single than to try that again. They've been put off from that rather than trying to fix it. They will go down that route. But then you also have a lot of families where because of higher taxes and higher cost of living, as I just reported last week, the median family income now, it takes 53 weeks of the year to make ends meet, to just cover basic expenses, the cost of your home and the cost of insurance and the cost of your car and so forth. 53 weeks. And you're saying, wait a minute, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's right, going into the hole. Losing if they had any savings, and most people in America don't have any savings. And so this is the situation that we're in now. And if you look at the typical family of four, back in the 1950s, you know, when they were doing movies like The Parent Trap, 1960s, actually, I think that came out, but still, essentially the same society. Back at that time, you had the typical family of four had an income tax bill of about 2%. And now it is well over 25-28%. It's about what a working mother typically makes, not somebody like Kellyanne Conway, but what the typical working mother makes. And so the mothers have been sent to work and no net gain. They're just paying the extra tax bill. And so it is a bit of a trap for the parents, isn't it? It's that kind of parent trap that we've set up. The government laid that parent trap. They dug a pit, and they're waiting for you to fall into it. And that's one of the things that you need to rethink about this. As you see what the schools are teaching your kids at home, as you see what has happened to, you know, not just the kids who are unfortunately put into show business with the stage moms and dads pushing them and the, you know, that whole corrupt system. But no, it's also the people who lives revolve around their career, around politics and so forth. You can see that with the Conways. And so now Kellyanne Conway is leaving the White House, and George Conway is leaving his beloved Lincoln Project to try to get President Trump out of the White House. And the daughter has this to say about her father. She's not happy with her father either. As for my dad, politically, we agree on absolutely nothing. And see, for the daughter, it's all about politics. Isn't that sad that we focus our entire life on politics and all of our relationships on that as well? I got an email from a listener talking about his family and talking about what he did. He called it Operation Gospel. He went around and he put flyers. He made 400 copies of this. It's a long thing, and it's he sent it to me. Very good job with this. He said, I got to get 5 churches and the local Hardee's. I put these out, and people thought I would share this with you. And he said, it starts out like this. March Friday the 13th was our last normal day before we were told that everyone should stay home for 15 days, just in case the hospitals get backed up if the virus is deadly. 160 days later, it's clear this is not about public health. This is about control. This has become a problem, and we must not ignore it. One day it's a mask. The next day it's contact tracers and so forth. And so he goes down because he's putting these flyers on people's cars at church. He said, by wearing the mask, the more you get into the COVID hysteria, the further away from reality and God you get. Be a part of history as we remove the masks and drop this false reality. As Christians, as brothers and sisters, we must show the way and do what is best for this world. 136 million people are set to starve to death by December. Kids in California are already going hungry, and on and on. This is a grand delusion. And that's true. But we have to also make sure that we don't fall into the trap where we think that politics is going to solve all of our problems. And I think he knows this. I'm not criticizing what he did at all. I think he did a great job. And if we're going to get people who are going to push back against it, it's going to be the people who are in church, who are fearless because they don't fear death, because they don't fear meeting their maker. And that's the real issue. What is happening to us as a country and to our families is because we have turned our backs on God and we've purged him out of our families and out of our schools and out of our country. And it's that judgment that's coming on us, but there's another judgment that we're each going to have to face individually. And there's only one Savior for that, and you're not going to find him in politics. Christ has the grace, the forgiveness, and that's really what you need to focus on. Once you do that, then you're going to see things start to fall in line. Once you get your priorities straight, liberty is a blessing from God. It's not something that we can achieve on our own. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites, our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Biden exceeds all expectations by speaking coherently for over 20 minutes. This is the Babylon Bee. I love the Babylon Bee. I can't believe it. He actually did it. One campaign staffer exclaimed, it's taken weeks to prepare for this event. We had to make sure and remove any distractions, such as heads of hair or shiny objects from the stage. We surrounded him with teleprompters, which included colorful pictures. He practiced reading the speech 1,200 times. We've been pumping him full of various drugs for 3 days to keep him more lucid. All of our hard work has paid off. NBC anchor Chuck Todd. This is an inspiring story of bravery and strength in the face of senility, he said through tears of joy. And then after it was over, Biden asked, what did I miss after he saw the fireworks exploding in the sky? Hey, say, what a swell 4th of July show they put on around here. Reminds me of the good old days of the segregated five and dime down the street where we used to get soda pop, corn pop, and all that stuff, right? Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, the Babylon Bee is so close to reality. That's what the mainstream media was doing, falling all over itself in the wake of that. Yeah, he gave one 20-minute speech and surpassed all expectations that, yeah, there we go, weekend with Bernie, weekend with Biden is what it is. They take the corpse and prop him up and shop him around. A man who has been in government for nearly 50 years promises to fix government. This is another Babylon Bee story. This man who's been part of the broken system since 1972 is our last hope to fix the broken system, said a DNC spokesperson. See, since he's been part of the problem for so long, only he knows how bad it is. So only he can fix it. If you got some outsider with like morals and stuff, they would be too horrified to even go to Washington in the first place. Absolutely. I don't even want to go there to cover any stories. That place is a cesspool beyond belief. But, you know, that's the whole point is that, and this is the headline from Reason Magazine. Here's a recap of the Democrat convention according to Reason Magazine. Biden and Harris vow to make the government even bigger. Because that would fix the problem. You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know the problem was that we didn't have enough government control, that the government wasn't big enough, that the government didn't have its knee on our necks enough, right? So we got to have more of that. That's always the prescription. As a matter of fact, that's always been the prescription, always remains a prescription from all of the career politicians. Whenever they fail, we just need more of what it was that failed. That's always a prescription. So, of course, that's going to be what they prescribe. Now, I want to share for you a short little piece here that the people at Reason Magazine went through this 20-minute speech of Joe Biden. And they said, this is what it would have sounded like if Biden were a libertarian. And they did some heavy, heavy, heavy editing. I mean, this is, you have to do a lot of editing to turn Joe Biden into a libertarian. And so I want you to hear this piece. It's actually, I thought it's pretty funny. Video clip number two.
If you entrust me with the presidency, you do not pay any tax at all because we don't need a tax code. Let me take this moment to say something we don't say nearly enough. The days of cozying up to the law is over. I will not let that happen. You have my word. Give people school choice with results available immediately.
School choice.
I hear their voices. If you listen, you can hear them too. No, nearly a century ago, Franklin Roosevelt pledged a New Deal. Too much power. And my fellow Americans, that is unforgivable. Those are words for our time. Under President Biden, American soldiers, military, stay in their homes with dignity. I accept this nomination. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God protect our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, FDR created the New Deal. It was too much power. And if I'm elected, American soldiers will stay in their home with dignity. We won't send them off to Afghanistan. Unfortunately, if he's elected, you will be staying in your home. Everybody will be, unless you got your immunity passport to get out of your home. You won't go to work. You won't travel. You won't go to school. You'll have to have that to do that. But anyway, we've got, on a more serious note, we have Rose McGowan, very angry about Biden. She said, I was raped by a top Democrat donor. Hillary Clinton shut down NBC's expose of Harvey Weinstein who is the was the top Democrat donor, or a top Democrat donor, Hillary Clinton shut down NBC's expose of Harvey Weinstein with one call from her spokesperson. She said, "I strongly believe that Joe Biden is a rapist. DNC had Bill Clinton, serial abuser of young women, Epstein and others. You want to be pro-Democrat? I know more than you ever will know about their evil," says Rose McGowan. And then she goes on to say, as people started fighting with her on the left, she said, "Did you forget that Joe Biden terrorized Anita Hill? Did you forget all the drone bombing in other countries done by your beloved Democrats? Did you forget Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Did you forget them letting prisons be privatized?" And of course, it was not just the privatization of prisons, but it was Joe Biden who pushed the Prison Reform Act under the, well, not a reform, but it's a basically reform school for everybody, if you will. He pushed the legislation as part of the war on drugs that has resulted in more Americans being locked up than any other country in history. More Americans locked up than communist China. And that's not even as a percentage. That's absolute numbers. Part of the war on drugs. Part of his get tough on crime. You know, he and Kamala Harris, two very dangerous authoritarians. So when we look at this, Newt Gingrich comment was, "It was a big mistake for Biden to run with a DNC speech with a theme of dark versus light." He said, "Picking the theme of light versus darkness, big mistake. You see, right here in New York, Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue, totally trashed. That's darkness." He didn't mention that Broadway is dark, right, because of this lockdown. But, of course, he's going to focus on economics because, you know, he's mainline Republican. That's all they see is economics. You know, successful economy is the fruit of liberty. It's not the root of liberty. Anyway, now when you have a mayor cutting the police budget by $1 billion, that's darkness. When you have people tearing down statues, that's darkness. And ironically, at the end, it's going to turn out that Harris and Biden are on the side of the darkness. Having the best African-American employment record in history, having the best Latino employment in history, those are the things that Trump achieved. That's light. Well, I think, again, as usual, Newt Gingrich doesn't really have a moral compass. Again, as I pointed out, he sees everything in terms of the economy. That's all they care about. All they care about. And, you know, when we talk about the tax burden on families and so forth, when we look at a government, Republicans and Democrats agreeing that they're going to stimulate us with $1 trillion a month, and, of course, the vast majority of that money is going to the Wall Street people. But when they do that, you got to ask, why do they continue to tax us? Well, it's just to burden us. But the real issue is the moral darkness and the moral light. And LifeSite News got it. Newt Gingrich didn't. Pro-abortion Biden is no ally of the light. He is a friend of darkness. And let me tell you, especially Kamala Harris, the one who, as I pointed out many times, and I'll point it out again, she's the one who decided after David Leiden and the Center for Medical Progress exposed the trafficking of body parts, the murder for hire, that fiendish business that was going on there. She decided that she would, because she got a lot of donations from Planned Parenthood, that she would prosecute him for exposing them, that she would give them a walk. That's a real friend of darkness. That's and of course, one of their key customers in that baby body parts trafficking was Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci's NIH. They were big customers. Big customers. Yeah, help you get that Lamborghini. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be
called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's. The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, long before the lockdown, there was a linguistic prison that we were all put into. We had the speech rules that were set for us by the Associated Press and by academia and so forth. And I was kind of surprised, you know, we talk about Biden's theme of dark versus light. I'm kind of surprised that he got away with this. I mean, isn't that racist to talk about dark versus light? And you're saying light is good and dark is bad? I mean, we've been told that by all these intersectional feminists and Marxists and the universities. You know, you use that kind of language. That's racist, Biden. You know, it's a bunch of malarkey, I must say. It must have given fits to the woke people. Can you imagine if President Trump or another Republican had made that the theme of their speech, dark versus light? You know, we want to be in the light, not in the darkness, as in evil. And, of course, you heard Newt Gingrich say, well, I think that's a pretty bad theme for him because we've had so many businesses go dark following the policies that he wants to ramp up, lockdown and masks and so forth. But, you know, again, Gingrich is focusing strictly on the economy. LifeSite News said, he's on the wrong side because they have embraced the darkness, the evil of abortion. It is a black genocide. And they just had Margaret Sanger quietly removed from one of their banquets there because they want to try to get away from that genocide that was there. But they were talking about the darkness of evil, of abortion. And yet, you know, when we talk about all of this, dark versus light and so forth, don't refer to Kamala by using her name incorrectly, because that would be racist. As a matter of fact, we just had a radio host fired because he used the wrong color word to describe Kamala. Let's bow to the political correctness here. I just call her chameleon. As AP News points out proudly, you had actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who was on Seinfeld. She was bantering with Andrew Yang, and they were making fun of Mike Pence's name. What's his name? Mike Pints? Paints? Maybe Ponce? Suggested Yang. Oh, some kind of a weird foreign name, she said. Yeah, not very American sounding, said Yang. And so they were making fun of the fact that Pence had pronounced her name Kamala, as I've always pronounced it, because you can't do that. You see, it's racist if you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. you know, don't you ever forget that. And then the really unforgivable sin, and somebody tweeted this to me, he said, you predicted it. I said it last week. I said, look at the way they're describing her as the first black Indian woman to run for vice president. I said, isn't that interesting? They've hammered people, you know, they have all these different preferred terms. They've hammered people for not using the term African-American. Don't say black. It's African-American. Except that Kamala is neither African nor American. And you know, she's Jamaican, and her family, her father proudly owned slaves, right? His family is proud of the fact that his family owned slaves. And her mother's from India. So she's not African, she's not American, so they have to refer to her as black. And I said, but watch out. Don't you use the term colored. Because even though we got the National Association of Colored People, NAACP, and that was the preferred term, and they still keep that term. If you talk about that, look at how they came after Clive and Bundy. He's just an old guy, and he grew up hearing the term colored people, and he used that. And they came after him. They painted him as a racist for using the same term that the NAACP uses. No, you can't use that now. You have to use people of color. Not colored people, but people of color. Not Kamala, but Kamala. Boy, I tell you, these people, not only do the speech police, you know, not only do they dictate the terms that you use, but they dictate which syllables you're going to emphasize as well. So you got to get the accent marks correctly as well. So you had a guy on radio broadcast referred to her as colored, and they kicked her out. But let me tell you, somebody who's really got who's really nailed this, who understands the difference between darkness and light, who understands Kamala very well. That's Bishop Patrick Wooden. And he went on a rant about Harris and about Biden. And I want to play that for you. Video clip number one.
Black man knew that he was dead in the water. He was dead in the water. Matter of fact, you don't need to try. You might as well go into jail if you appear before her, because she took pride in locking up black folk. And now all
That's
of a
right.
sudden she's trying to be
and
sister girl.
Drugs,
I'm telling it. Check out her record. She locked us up left and right. Yes, she did. Yes,
Using
she
Biden's
did.
Law.
Yes, she did. did. Yes, you did, Kamala. Kamala, however I should pronounce it, you did. And now we're supposed to forget all that stuff. And she boasted in California that she was one of the first. I got the tape cued, but my time's up today. One of the first, I showed you Thursday night, to perform a same-sex marriage. Y'all want to see it? Do you want to see it? Let it rip.
Let the rings exchanged and the vows declared symbolize your commitment, sincerity, and affection.
Yeah.
And may your love never falter.
May your love never falter.
By virtue of the power and authority vested in me by the state of California, I now declare you spouses for life.
Cut, cut, cut. That is who supposed to deliver us. Now, are you crazy? I like what Maya Angelou said. She said, when the people show you who they are, believe them. That's Kamala. And let me tell anybody who's trying to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah is not good for this nation. She's not good for the state. And she ain't good for black folk. Born male, women born female. We need real people. Wow! Somebody shout something to God. They have their agenda. This is why they're trying to stay home. Stay home. Don't go out. Stay home. They're trying to break you, break your mind, so that they can get in place and promote open borders, which would flood the country with illegals while they take the rest of the job that black folk used to have. They want to bring in socialism and Marxism, forms of government that teaches that God is not the deliverer and that our rights do not come from God, but that government is God.
Oh, he's got their number, doesn't he? He was on fire. That's Bishop Patrick Wooden. And, of course, it's not just people from other countries coming here illegally to take your jobs. No, they've rapidly advanced to the next step. They want you to be afraid of each other. You are those dirty other humans. You don't want to have anything to do with them. You want your food cooked by a robot, and you want it delivered by a robot, and you don't want to be out and around anybody. And that's what they're teaching our kids from the very beginning. It is breaking our communities, breaking our families, even telling parents, oh, now that you send your kids back to school, you better start not eating dinner with them and wearing masks to stay away from those dirty kids of yours. These people are insidious. They're trying to destroy our families and our societies and our communities and our relationships to each other. They're trying to take away our jobs and replace them with their technocratic plans that they've had to do that all along with robotics and AI and say, we didn't do it. The virus did it. The devil did it. It's not me, right? That's exactly what they're telling you. Let me tell you what this looks like. The laws that Biden put in and the laws that Kamala used to lock up black people look like this. Cops took this guy's $15,000 Jeep because his girlfriend allegedly used it for a $25 marijuana sale. Oh, they've done worse than that, quite frankly. Oh, well, I think I see, there it is. I just throw it down. I see a joint fragment there. So I'm charging your car with a crime. And, of course, they don't have to charge his girlfriend with a crime, have to find her guilty. This plus locking people up, that's Joe Biden's America. That's Kamala's America. Folks, we have a special, everything that we do here at InfoWars is funded by the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't buy these products, first of all, you're not going to be as healthy as you could be. Secondly, we will not be here either. InfoWarsStore.com, we got up to 60% off. Things like krill oil, ultimate fish oil, heart and body combo, back in stock, up to 60% off.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off. Starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off.
Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.